We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, Part 8, page Tafshin, Item 4, Cause and Effect. You can get into our site, kab.tv, and you can send us your questions, and selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 8, page Tafshin, Item 4, Cause and Effect. Now we will explain how these seven actions are resolved from each other. The first action, which is the ascent of the Masach to Rosh, extends from the power of the purification of the Masach. Because after the Masach purified from its coarseness of guf and became as pure as the Masach de Rosh, it is considered that it rose to Rosh and was included there, because the equivalence of form turns them into one as known.
Is that clear? As usual, the action of the screen that receives a bitush pnimi makif in the taburan rise back to pederosh. Clear, right? However, here it is done in the world of Nikudim by the breaking. Next.
The second action, which is the degree of the zivug, which was made there in the degree of malchut and the degree of the anpin of clothing,
meaning Aleph Shosh restricted in the second restriction, the zivug occur where? Well, Metzach of Rosh Desag, yes? What is Metzach de Rosh Desag? Nigveinaim de Keter. Meaning Keter is Aviyud de Shoresh. Itlabshut Aleph is from the previous degree. The second restriction is Nigveinaim de Keter, as if Metzach. About that, zivug occurred in Rosh de Sag, and Sag bring out of this zivug a partzuf called Atik.
It extends from the root of the Masach. In its beginning, it had only the first Bechina of Aviyut, meaning during the Katnut of Nikudim, as known. And therefore, since the last Bechina of Aviyut, coarseness, is always lost during the purification, therefore, all that is left in the Masach is Bechina Aleph of Itlapshut and Bechina Keter of Aviyut.
Questions? Clear, all right.
The third action, which is the descent of the degree from the Rosh of the upper one to the place of the Guf of the upper one, that extends from the power of the incorporation of the Masach in Reshimot of the upper Zivug of Rosh, and because of that, the Aviyut of the Reshimot which remained in Masach was renewed.
Again,
the third action, which is the descent of the degree from the Rosh of the upper one to the place of the Guf of the upper one,
meaning in Sag itself, when the Zivug occurred in its Rosh, yes? Afterwards, that degree descends to the Guf of the Sag.
It extends from the power of the incorporation of the Masach and the Reshimo in the upper Zivug of Rosh. And because of that, the Aviyut coarseness of the Reshimot that remained in the Masach returned and was renewed, as known. Fourth action, it is the return of the Partsuf as man to a Zivug, Panim bepanim, face to face with the Upper One. It extends from the Reshimot of Gadlut, which are included in the Masach from the time of Nikudim. They have no illumination from Mochin of the Katnut of the Patsuf, and they claim their correction. And therefore they continue and raise the Patsuf as man to Absag, or to the upper Abba Ve'ima, and from the Zivug of their Panim Bepanim, face to face, come the Mochin of the Gadlut to the Patsuf.
Meaning it reaches Gadlut, adulthood. Next.
The sixth action, which is the bringing down of the lower hay from the Metzach to the Peh, it extends from the Zivug Absag, because the ascent of the lower hay to the Enaim or to the Metzach begins only in the Bechina of Sag De'ak and below. But in Ab, the lower hay is always in its place in Peh. Therefore, the illumination of the Zivug which come from Ab to Sag, it is capable of bringing down the lower hay in Sag to its true place.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh action, which is the emergence of Mohin de Gadlut from Rosh to their place below, it extends from the illumination of the Zivug over the Reshimot of Gadlut of the Masach, which awakens in them their original aviyut from the time of Nikudim, which are from the Bechina of Guf. And therefore they have to come out from the Rosh to the place of the Chazeh, which is their source, origin.
As usual, just as in Ak, there's no difference. Really, only the actions are either we need to add force because it's on Shoresh or it's Gadlut because it's half the Partsuf and so on. Questions? Yes, Benzi.
Where is the fifth action?
There isn't any fifth action. All right, so there isn't. This is how it is. It's from heaven. Rise up there and ask, why didn't he ask anything? But there are many such things in Tas.
Also, in the previous paragraph, an item is missing, the fourth action.
All right. The things you identify in life. Nice. You see, this is, the truth. What difference does it make? Yes.
It's not clear. I don't know.
What? I don't know, it's not clear. What's not clear? Because it's not clear.
I haven't got a clue how to relate to it, how to grasp it.
What have changed here in the emergence of the Patsufim, in the same Patsufim when they rose to their place, according to the Patsuf of Galgalta, that it is an ethylon for us over which all the Patsufim and Olamot are clothing? What's the difference between what happens here to all that you've known thus far? Where do you see a difference? Change. Let's see, where is it deriving from? How does it affect the process? Item 4. Clarify these seven actions, consequence from one another. Yes, first he was talking about actions. See if you have something unclear here. You don't know, so go to the actions. Although it's lacking hey here and there, it's lacking the Dalet. Nevertheless, go to there. And he says in item 3, he says the first action is the raising Masach to the Osh of the upper one, meaning the Osh of Sagdak. Now we're going to item 4, right? First section. For what he says here, how these seven actions revolve one another. So he says that the ascent of the Masach to Osh, you see where I'm reading here? In item 4, first action, extend from the force of the purification of the screen. For after she was purified, obviously by the breaking, yes? From all the view of his goof and become pure as Masach HaFosh, it is considered as rose to Osh and included there because as he rose There is equivalence of all. All right, all right. Going to the next section, item three. What is the second action? The zivug that occurred during the Osh of the Upper One, meaning in Osh the Sag, in the inclusion of the Masach that rose with its Rashimot, over which emerged the degree of Ziran Pindit Lapshut and the degree of Malchut Daviut, which is called Gimel Go Gimel, three in three. Why? Because it is only a Viut of Shosh. However, Aviut Kosas Shoresh, in and of itself, cannot really extract a Patsuf, so Nehi the Kelim are integrated in Chagat. The integration of Nehi Bechagat is called Gimel Go Gimel. What does he write about the second action? That is the act of Zivug that occurred there in the degree of Malchut, Malchut of Aviut de Malchut, yes, or in the degree of Zeran Pindei Tlepshut, and the degree of Malchut de Aviut. You should really add those words. It's clear to him. For him, it's obvious. So this degree extends due to the root of the screen. Initially, he only has B'china Aleph of Aviut in the world of Nikudim, in Katnut, smallest. Hence, since the last B'china of Aviut disappears due to the breaking, always at the time of the purification, hence in the screen remain only the B'china Aleph of clothing, Aleph, and Keter of Aviut. You see, he doesn't write the whole cascading of Malchut, rather writes Keter the Aviut. He can give you another 20 appellations, possibly, of the same fact, being a viewed the Shorosh. Well, this is how he says. All right. Thus far, yes. From here, it's begin to be difficult, right? Item 3 is the descent of the degree from the inclusion in the Rosh, and it's coming to its place, meaning the Chazer of the Guf of the Upper One, from which she rose, which is the birth of the smallness of the Patsuf again. 3 is the descent of the descent of the degree from the integration in the Rosh, and it's coming to its place. Why integration in the Rosh? Because what occurred in Rosh of the Upper One now is not for the sake of its own Patsuf, rather for the sake of the birth of the low Patsuf from it. Hence it is called Se'arot here. Hence it is called external, yes, integration. So the lack of the descent from the integration in the ocean, it's coming down, meaning in the Chazav, the Guf of the Upper One. It is always so, because the pair of the low ones always is in the Chazav, the Upper One, from which it comes, which is the aspect of the birth of the Katnut, of the Patsuf. Let's go to item 3 here in 4. What does it say? Which is the descent of the degree from the Upper One to the place of the Guf of Delion, to the Chazer of Delion, extends from the force of the integration of the Masach and Rashimot in the Zivug, the upper Zivug of the Rosh. Due to that, the Aviut was renewed of the Rashimot remaining the screen, as you know. That's it. All right, it's the same. Tell me, isn't it the same as Bet Gelgalta, between Gelgalta and Av? It's the same. So you see, 3 here and 3 there are equal. Yeah? Let's go further. Item Hey, although it should be item 4. Let's see. Is the return of the Rosh, you see, Hey of Gimel, item 3. Is the return of the Rosh of the Upper One as a screen, as a man? Sorry, I don't see it all. So, you need to exchange all those glasses. All right, where were we? All right, Adam, me. Is the return is returned to the Rosh of the Upper One as Man in order to do the Zivug of Absag, or to Abanima of the Elyon, Upper One, as face to face. Again, the return to the Rosh of the Upper One as Man, meaning after it came as a little one and cleaved on to the Chazer of the Elyon, of the Upper One, it needs to ascend back to the Upper One in its Rashimot, in its demand, yes, in the Man, in order to demand from the Upper One the force to be an adult, yes? The light of adulthood, the light of Sag. So back to the Rosh of the Elyon, Upper One, from where he was born and descended. So he turned back to his Elyon, because the Elyon that begot him must give him now adulthood. Gadlut. This ascent called Man, for the Zivug of Absag, this is what he's doing, the Zivug in the Upper One. Force of bestowal and bestowal. Say more, Absag, O Abanim of the Upper One, of the Elyon. With respect to Panim Bepanim, face to face, their couple, the force of adulthood. So this is item Hey here. Let's see with item 4 in Dalet. Item 4, which is the return of the Patsuf as Man for the Zivug of face to face in the Upper One, extend from the Shimot of Gadlut, adulthood, that are included in the Masah from the time of Nikudim, which has no illumination from Mochin of the Katnut of the Patsuf. And they demand their correction. These are Shimot, and they demand. Couple, Abanima, bring me the light of Chochmah, I want to be big. Hence, are continuing and raise the Patsuf as Man to Absag, or Abanim of the Upper One, so that in the Zivug Panim Bepanim of theirs, the Mochin reach the Patsuf. Now, is that clear, Koka? What isn't? Now, ask. You say no. Well, a Patsuf is born in Katnut, Smolas. He descends and cleaved on where needs to be in the Elyon, in the Upper One. Where? In the Chazah. From there he also sucks. How does he demand adulthood? He raises luck for adulthood. Where does he get it from? Well, he has a Shimon. However, they are within. He evoke his Shimot for Gadlut, raise it to the Elyon. The same Elyon is now cleaving onto. However, he raises them to Osh of the Elyon and demand a Zivug. Absag, Abba, and Imao. This man, Chochman Bin of the Osh of the Upper One, and he says, bring me, I want to grow. Why is it called the light of Absag? Because it also needs to grow the light of Chassadim. So it will be in Bistol. And the light of Chochmah will grow in the force of Bistol. And then the upper one, the Elyon, gives. So what isn't clear? Okay, so we need to correct. Instead of Hey, in item Hey, in letter Dalet, yes, instead to write Dalet. All right? Benzi, you're satisfied. Okay, now it's according to the order of the letters. Okay.
Why does the Rosh of the Upper One goes down to the place of the Guf of the Upper One and not to the Chazeh of the Upper One?
Where is that?
In action 3.
In Gimel, go Gimel. Gimel in Gimel or Gimel of Dalet? Gimel of Dalet. He says the descent of the Koma from Rosh of the Upper One to the place of the Guf of the Upper One. Yes?
No. The lower one cleaves to his Chazeh, so why does the Rosh of the Upper One goes down to the Guf and not to the Chazeh of the lower one?
From Rosh de Elyon, he says there, he descends. From the Rosh of the Upper One.
What comes down from Rosh of the Upper One?
The degree of the lower one. Where does Sag make couplings in order to beget the world of Nikudim, the world of Atzilut, all the parts of him in its Rosh? Or in Nikveinaim, or in Metzach? What's going on with you?
So what is the goof of the Upper One with respect to the lower one?
At
You're right. This is a question. Soon I'll try and explain it. I am born by the Upper One, from the Upper One, Elyon, and cleaving on to it with my body, to his goof. I'm constantly, with respect to goof of the Elyon, in my work with it. I have work with the Elyon that is mutual. He gives something and I give something. Thus we are cleaving on. If I cancel myself altogether with respect to the Elyon, I am on his degree of Nehi, Malchut, Rechem, womb. Why? Because in him it's a still degree and I'm also turning myself still. I'm not moving at all, only canceling myself. He can move with me whichever way he wants, like you moving stones. They don't move by themselves. Well, that's the degree of the Ubar, that every time I know to guard myself in total faith, not to do any action, just what the Upper One, the Elyon, does upon me, and I expect him to do, and I don't care what will he do. I am in the degree of Ibur. You hear, Niv? How do you think that works? Difficult. You agree 100%, no matter what. That is Ibur, conception. However, in Ibur, we grow in all the 620 desires. However, the height, their height, is Obar. Why? It is only annulment. But I'm annulling in all and all, as if I'm going back to the world of Ensof. In the way I annul or cancel myself. This is called the degree of revelation. So I'm cleaving on to the Upper One is considered in the Rechem, in the womb. Well, in our world, indeed, the womb and the drop of semen, it all grows. However, in spirituality, it is considered that this is the place of my connection with the Upper One. So I'm clothing over his Nehi. Later on, I am changing the connection with the Upper One, called that I'm cleaving onto his Chagat. In Chagat, I already have illumination of Chasadim and Gvorot. The illumination, small illumination of Chokhmah and Chasadim. It is considered that I am receiving already milk instead of blood. I'm already growing by myself, understanding by what actions I am bringing contentment to the Upper One. There I brought him contentment by canceling myself. I totally and received him above reason. That's it. Now I'm doing even beyond that. What's beyond that, I begin to receive in order to bestow. The suckling I receive in order to bestow. However, an Upper One, the Upper One limits me on that. Rather, mainly the Upper One limits me. It gives me only milk. Say, what does that mean? Had he given me the light of Chokhmah, I would have received in order to receive. Meaning, he limits me, meaning guarding over the little one, that continued till 13, even 20 years. However, I am already cleaving on to him and I have connection with him with his Chagat, Chazeh. When he bestows not no more through the umbilical cord, through Yosha, rather in another manner. He also in that give me as if freedom. In Yenika, suckling. when I'm on the outside, connecting to him. So, what am I trying to say? Well, and later on, adulthood. Adulthood is already when I'm in... Although I'm below his Rosh, the Rosh of the one I never attain, however. He has inside of his Patsuf, he has Rosh for me. Say, Abba and Ima, inside the Galta, instead of the outer one. What I want to say, that the lower one will always cleave to the goof of the upper one, and wherever it cleaves, that determines the degree of connection between them. Accordingly here, the Zivugim always in the Rosh of the Elyon. They are now occurring Nigvei Naim of Keter the Sag. This is called Metzach, forehead. Yes? There the Zivug occur. Where does it need to descend to? To what place? So it descends first of all to the Chazeh, then below to the Tabur, the general Tabur, and then further even to his place. Where is his place? He as if returned just as Sag, which gradually made a Patsuf called the world of Nikudim. You hear? Sag that made gradually the Patsuf of the world of Nikudim begot the upper Ishsut, yes, that stands from Tabor down to the Chazeh of Sag. It begot the Keter of Bet Itlapshut Aleph Vima Bet Aviyu that receive also from Bet Itlapshut the illumination, and then Zon. It is all begot by Rosh the Sag gradually. Rosh the Sag, we get it all gradually. Now it seemingly does the same with Atzilut. Accordingly, gradually, the same degree he begets in Nigvei Naim, in his Metzach, in short. In short, descends below. It must... What does it mean that she descends below? That the law of equivalence of form occurs until he does not go down to his place. He cannot feel that he is, how shall I put it, that he exists. He doesn't feel as existing. It is under the dominion of the upper one. You have not come to your place. You're not deserving yet to feel those things. Just as now we are in Ein Sof, in Sag, all kind of places. Do we feel? None. We aren't feeling. Why aren't we feeling? Well, how can you? If we have no equivalence, so how are you there without equivalence? I'm there subconsciously, not being me. There are only my roots, and I descend. Opa, I got to a place, and according to the place, I now cleave onto the place, receive nourishment from it, and I'm waking up. This is how it is. This is how all the souls, we're always rising to himself, descend from himself. Do you feel yourself as ascending or descending? All your requests go up to himself also now, from each and every person. These states don't even exist. Only one state exists. However, meaning, you are feeling your state only at the time when, meaning from all your states, when you are spread over the whole of Ein Sof, you are feeling only the state that comes according to the law of equivalence of form. That's how it is. However, it is logical. You are throughout the whole system, you are connected to everyone, you are fed by the light of Ein Sof. However, from all these states, when you have endless states, there's such a matter also in technology nowadays, yes? And even in... I saw on the screen when there are billions... millions and billions of... not pixels, as if the images... And you are seeing only one. I don't know how to say it. It's not like a holographic picture, it's even more than that. It is when all the forms exist simultaneously with respect to spirituality, they do not exist at all. There's only a state of the simple light in the simple vessel. And with respect to us, it is revealed as our simple state only. And for the time being, we are constantly discovering our state with respect to the ladder, according to the equivalence of form. Well, let's continue. A question specifically about that?
About action 6 in item 4.
Well, we haven't talked about it as yet.
We read the whole item.
No. We work gradually. I have these pains in the bumps here. Well, now we're going to item Vav in letter 3, which is maybe a letter Hey. So it's the same item Vav. So as if Hey is lacking.
Here it's 4, there it's 6.
All right. Vav. 6. It is the lowering of the lower Hey down to Pei where emerged the degree of Gadlut, meaning the degree of Keter. Clear, right? Malchut descends, say, from Metzach, from Negvinaim de Keter to Malchut. A screen descends in such a way, then makes the Zivug over a whole degree. Item Vav here, which is the lowering of the lower Hey from Metzach to the Pe, extends from the Zivug of Absag for the matter of its ascent to the lower Hey to Inayim or Metzach starts only in the aspect of Sagdeak and below. However, in Ab, she's always the lower Hey is in a place in Pe. Therefore, the illumination of the Zivug that reach from Ab to Sag is right to also to drop down the lower Hey in Sag to its true place. So what was your fear before? Well, you didn't know that you're wise. Well, the last action is 7, was managed. I'm going to add him 7 in Gimen. Is it descent to his places initially that extend, elicitate the 10 sefirot from Rosh in the degree of Keter, and 10 sefirot from Gufin as Ruach Nefesh only, since his Abanima of his Rosh are still face to face. Now, item 7 in letter 4, meaning the 7th action is the emergence of the Mohin of Gadlut from the Rosh to the place below, and extends from the illumination of the Zivug on the Reshimot of the Gadlut in the Masach, which evoke in them their Aviyut, their coarseness, the original Aviyut, since the time of Nikudim, which are as goof, hence they must return and emerge in the Rosh from the place of the Chazer where it started earlier on. So don't be afraid of the world of Atzilut. I know also for myself, the world of Atzilut, this kind of a fear, there's all these discernments, this, that, 12 Patsufim, the Nukvot from the world of Nikudim, Ibu Yekidan, Yenikanochim, Gimel Go Gimel, 3 lines, then Tselem and Abba and Ima and Isut, and the integration of Abba and Ima, and Ima and Abba, and it's something that is seems like so many details that a person truly is afraid of it, other than Grisha, who sleeps. Good morning. No, this is a way of thinking. It's all right. Yes.
In Adam 6, he says that the lower Hey is only always in its place in Pe in Ab. Yosef from Jerusalem is asking why it's so.
Over Ab, there's no second restriction. Simple as that. That's fine. Galgalta and Ab are the first restriction. On Sag already applies the second restriction. Not on Sag, rather on Nekudot de Sag, and not of themselves, rather with respect to the lower ones. The entire Patsuf of Sag is entirely first restriction. And you can say, hold on, but part of it emerged below and was impressed there and become the second restriction. Everyone here? That's a question. Second restriction that occurred on Nekudot de Sag aren't Sag. It is the part of Sag that went to care for Nehide Galgalta. It went there. And upon that, there on its branch, caring for Galgalta, that restriction occurred. He himself clawed over these changes in the second restriction in order to care for Galgalta. It's not to the detriment of Sag. Hence, the fact, what is the fact, Niv? How come we know that Sag nevertheless is the first restriction? No, quickly. Chaim, where's Chaim Ratz?
No.
No? No. How do we know that Sag remained first restriction? Is the breaking Nikudim now? No, come on, guys, it's simple. That is above the taboo, so what? Is make zivug of Tzimtzum Bet above the taboo?
That he continues to take care of all the low ones.
No, simpler. Victor probably knows.
No.
He purifies.
Come on. I so much want to raise you versus the others, and you aren't. Well, more. Yes, Moshe?
No.
No. Upper mind and the upper bone are born in Tzimtzum Aleph. Yes, first restriction. After all that happens in Sag. And that's simple. The Sag remained in first restriction. All right. A bit more spinning the screws. All right. Maybe we'll manage. We'll conclude this part. Item 5. Thus far we spoke about the degree of attic that emerge and conclude by the above seven actions, and you already know that all the lights integrated in Keter. Well, you read.
You already know that all the lights are included in Keter, because the upper Bechina includes all the low ones, and they are null before it, and they do not bear a name. And therefore it is considered that all the Masachim and Reshimot of the lower degrees which emerged in Nikudim, they are all included now in the Partsuf Atik, and they stand in his Pe without any correction. For only Bechinat Keter, the Nikudim was corrected in Atik, where the Katnut of Keter was corrected in the emergence of the Katnut de Atik, and the Gadlut de Keter de Nikudim was corrected in the emergence of the Gadlut of Atik. And the rest of the Masachim and the Reshimot from the degrees of Abba Ve'ima and Zon de Nikudim are inside and included Atik, and they claim their correction. Therefore, after Partsuf Atik was completely corrected, both in Katnut and Gadlut, the Masach of the degree of Chochma de Nikudim rose to the Metzach of Nukva de Atik. Now you can understand that the rest of the Masachim and Reshimot below Chochma are included in that Masach, which comes from the degree of Chochma de Nikudim. And there, in Metzach de Atik, the Zivug was made at first on the degree of Malchut and the degree of Zeranpin of clothing, Hitlapshut, which is the Zivug de Ibur. And then the rest of the actions, like the seven actions which were explained above in Atik. And by this, the Partsuf of Arich Anpin Datsilut was completed. And after the Partsuf of Arich Anpin Enukve was completed entirely, came the time of the correction of the degree of Bina de Nikudim, which is Abba Vima de Atsilut. And they went through the same seven actions which were explained above until they were completed, and similarly the rest of the Partsufim of Atzilut until the soul of Adam HaRishon. And in the answer of cause and effect in the table of questions, it will explain all the 98 actions which were in the 12 Partsufim of Atzilut in their cause and effect, and you will learn it from there.
Questions. tomorrow we'll learn, you can pass it on to Tafshin Chaf Daled.
Shuvat Siba Umisuvav.
The answer of cause and effect. All right. That's tomorrow. Yes, Iran.
What does the low one demand during the Yanika? You said that during the Ibur conception, the low one is cancelled, and that the time of the Yanika, it restricts the low one only to Hasadim.
At the time of Ibur, it demands these forces of cancelling.
During the nourishment, it also demands the cancellation. But what's the difference? Because he's raising a new Rishimo. This is what Baal HaSulam is writing.
Because small is small, it also grows. For him, there's also integration. In the smallness, Katnut, we have also infancy. You have integration of the Kelim of Nehin Chagat, whereby you have in Katnut, smallness, you have the tendency to grow in resembling the upper one. In Ibu, you have the tendency to be guarded only as faithful to the upper one, clinging onto it.
So what is the tendency to grow? He demands Chokhmah, he doesn't.
It rejects Chokhmah, and by that it expands in him.
But he's always rejecting Chokhmah, so what's the new thing here at work?
No, there's a difference. How shall I put it? I'll find the words in a minute that it will be clear, and I'll tell you the following. That in Ibur, it is entirely rejecting Chokhmah, hence is rewarded with Naran Chai. In Yanika, suckling, it rejects Chokhmah with its faithfulness for the upper one. However, it wants to be adults like the upper one, to grow like the upper one. The rejection is different. The rejection is by me wanting to grow only to the extent that I resemble the upper one. Selective rejection. I don't know how to put it. I thought I'd be able to express it. I reject the light of Chokhmah in such manner that it clothes in me. Day by day, it's growing. Meaning, I know that in rejecting in such manner, I know I'll receive. Yes.
Let's close in on what we said earlier. If I want to care for the group and my friends, I have demand for the Creator that I will reach a state of concern. I'm there. I feel connection. I do not want to enjoy it, because if I enjoy it, then it's definitely opposite. So which demand do I have, or which connection do I have with the upper one after already feeling a certain connection or success and concern and tendency outworthy? What is my demand? What is my connection with the upper one then at that point?
That you no longer need the upper one. You have a concern for it. You're concerned for the group. You're with the friends in mutual concern. And whether you need the upper one.
What is it? This is something artificial, because if I don't have a concern, I need it, then obviously I know what to demand. Now I have a concern.
I have a concern, once for the means and once for the goal. Whether the means and the goal are one of the same.
And how do I scrutinize whether my connection with the upper one is with the upper one or with the tendency to the upper one?
Just for you not to have it as a foreign, as an idol worshipping. All your concern for the others should be expressing your concern for the Creator and the fact you are caring for it, and by that He care and hold you guys.
What is this additional thing? How do I get it? What does it mean? What does it mean that we care for the Creator?
We can't exist without Him. In all existences, only in order to maintain Him.
But the state of unity which we have achieved, this mutual concern we have achieved, isn't it the Creator that we reveal, the Creator something else in addition?
No, however, the question is whether at that time you're concerning for the Chibur or concerned to reveal Him within the Chibur.
The connection that we have revealed in our mutual concern, isn't it the Creator that we have revealed?
Yes, but constantly also a new desire, a new degree revealed, new disturbances.
But there's no problem here. I'm disconnected again, so again I need Him in order to connect. But in a state where we're connected, what is the concern there?
There's no such thing. Connected and that's it. It doesn't remain even for a moment. I can't imagine the state you're imagining. We'll scrutinize more, we must sing.
So let's sing then.
על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תקפו לכם מעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו אם מתאמץ לשאף מים בכלי מנוקב לרבות מעט נצים או לא כל שיגע בו אתמול פג נשרף לו הכל מחדש מתחיל עבודתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם בעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו ערב מצב מאושר בערב הראש של אדם המיואש מכוחותיו עצמו הוא כבר יגע ועשה עד שמלא השיער בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם מעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו